Time is 8:39. We have emergency Triple Team traffic brought to you by Mountain America My Style Checking. Andy?
Amanda's still watching I-15 in Davis County. No relief yet. Bumper to bumper from Woods Cross up through Bountiful before you get out of the delays. Only two lanes open near 400 North as the crews continue to investigate that auto pedestrian issue from earlier this morning. Southbound I-15 between Clearfield and downtown should only be about 25 minutes right now, Eric.
Starting to see a little bit of improvement on the road for the road conditions on I-15 between Payson and Spanish Fork as you're getting briefly up to speed, but be careful. Once you get into Spanish Fork on the northbound side, it slows way down again, and you've got another accident right at the exit ramp to Highway 6, actually just north of that. One traffic trooper tells us it's very slick on that exit ramp, though, so be careful there as well. Heather?
Mountain View Corridor appears to be our problem child today in the Salt Lake Valley. Northbound, we've got a couple of cars that slid off from just after 90th South, from the top of the road all the way down an embankment on the right, and they're down in the field. And then as you continue northbound at 7800 South, another car slid out and rolled over on the left side of the roadway, and it's very slick through that area still. You've got fairly good speeds on the most of the other roads, I-15, your east and west side belt routes and 201 freeway, but a lot of fog up in Summit County by Park City. Bank of American Fork speaks fluent SBA. Call today to get expert help with your business loan. 800-815-BANK or visit bankaf.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.